Hey, Michaela.
Mm.
What do you think people want the most in life?
I think people want pure contentedness.
Contentedness?
Yes.
Is that the same as happiness?
No.
Oh. How's it different?
Well, you can't be happy all the time.
Oh, bugger.
Yeah, but you can be content.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I think. I know I shouldn't speak for mankind, but that's what I want.
Well, you are a woman, so I guess that's your prerogative, isn't
Who
it?
Who wouldn't want to be content with their life?
Yeah, it's a good point, isn't it?
Hmm.
We're very zen here today, aren't we?
Very wise.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show. I hope you're feeling content today. It's an interesting perspective, isn't it?
Hmm.
I love asking those sorts of questions of people.
Yes.
Get a lot of insight into them. But what do you reckon people want most in life, listeners? Is it contentedness? And how do you get that? That's a bit of a tongue twister, that word, isn't it?
It is.
Say contentedness fast three times and you won't be very content. So today we thought we'd help you feel a little more content in your tradie business. Oh, did you like that?
It
was a dodgy segue, wasn't it?
It was, but hey, it was a segue.
It'll do. We're talking tech today.
Woo-hoo.
Tech updates. Michaela's favourite subject.
Yes.
Techie, geeky, squarey update thingies.
Because this shit changes lives, full stop.
It makes you more content.
It does. Makes your wife and your husband and your kids more content. So this whole rubbish about, oh, it's too hard and I don't want change and I like writing in my book.
Stop it.
It can be so much easier. You know, don't you want to, like, watch shit reality TV at night rather than do your invoicing?
Yeah, no. Well, some people probably do.
Yeah.
Not me personally. So, yeah, we thought we would get someone on the show who's been on the show before, who knows a fair bit about tech, but specifically cloud integration and getting you in the cloud, which we bang on about a little bit here at the show, and you've probably heard lots about it. You should be in the cloud, or you should be looking at ways to get in the cloud. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind by your competition. Heck, even the Australian Tax Office is kind of doing this stuff. We thought we'd get someone on who knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, you know, there's so many programs and providers and everything popping up at the moment, and I think it's just getting a little bit more confusing for people. And
overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, this whole change. What's the right thing? So our preferred partners are Tradiepad. These guys have been doing it for ages, so we thought we'd get him back on the show, talk about what's coming up, what are some of the changes, and, you know, things you should look out for when you're going down this path.
So next minute, you can listen to Clinton from Tradiepad telling you all about the latest updates and how to figure out who you should be actually taking your advice from. So, enjoy. And joining us today at the Tradies Business Show is another person, but I'm going to hand to Michaela, and she didn't know I was going to do this. Today's guest is a bit of a techie. We've heard from him before, and given that Michaela is the resident Tradies Business Show geek, I'm going to let Michaela do the intro.
Look, see, Warwick's being smart because we fought over who was going to introduce our wonderful guest today. So welcome, Clinton Cowan from the Tradiepad.
Thank you very much. Good to be here, guys. And, yeah, don't want to instigate any fighting in the show here.
It's early afternoon. Michaela and I are a bit hungry, a bit hangry. So, yeah, we're getting a bit antsy about who's doing what. But, mate, welcome back to the show. It's been a while since we've had you on the show, Clinton.
It has been. Thank you for having me back, guys. It's always good to get the word spread there about the latest technology and what's been happening.
Mm.
So cool. Thanks for bringing me back on board.
So just quickly let some of our newer listeners know a little bit about Tradiepad and the great services that you do.
He's just got a call. Should we leave that in the show? Hang on, mate.
My technology just let me down for a second. I'm running the Skype app on my phone, And of course, I get a phone call right in the middle of the intro there. So
you need to put it on. Do not disturb,
I dropped out for a second. So sorry about that.
I'm going to leave that in the show for our listeners, just to prove that we are real humans. And even in a Techo Geek episode, we managed to screw up the tech. So don't feel bad.
Nailed it.
Yeah, totally. So, mate, there's been a lot of water under the bridge in the tech space since we did speak to you last. Updates, mate.
Now, hang on. I was telling him to quickly introduce himself.
You were telling them, Michaela.
So give him context and credibility.
Right. Well, he's just stuffed his Skype up, so I think that's all destroyed.
So brief, yeah, tell us your best.
I'm a plumber by trade. I got involved in using technology within mine and my business partner's plumbing business. When the original iPads first came out, we set up some apps and iPads that meant we could get rid of all the paper that was absolutely drowning us in admin, and it changed our lives. So I thought, there's a chance here to help other tradies to do what we had done and help them get set up with technology to change their lives as well. So that's how TradiePad came about. We've now got a whole swag of people in the business. We've got 12 people in the business. We've got hundreds of customers all over the country now in all different areas of the trades and services sectors. And we work with a range of software products that can help make tradies' businesses' lives easier through managing their jobs and managing their accounting and managing their communication with their clients. And it's all about implementing and introducing technology into people's businesses and then educating them how to use it properly and make their life and business run a little bit simpler and more efficient.
Yeah, and I know with you guys, because you've got that trade background and you've specialised in this area, you really do understand the day-to-day runnings of these types of field businesses. So you really have that knowledge of what is particularly the best software to use and how to adapt it to each of their individual workflows. And I think that, I mean, how long have you guys been doing it now?
It's coming up to 5 years this year.
So iPads were barely known about 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
No one could even spell iPad when you started, mate.
Absolutely. There's an E in there somewhere, isn't there?
So we thought we'd get you back to give us a bit of an update on what's happening in the technology world. I know there's some big software changes that have been happening across a few programs. So if you want to give us a little bit of an update on what's been happening with some of the programs that you work with.
Yeah, for sure. So the biggest thing that I've noticed is just the sheer quantity of solutions that are out there now. So when we first kicked off TradiePad, there was a couple of core solutions that were suitable for a wide range of businesses. But it seems like the software developers have really put the pedal to the metal, and there's more and more products coming out all the time. So I'm finding that there are, industry-specific solutions now that will be suitable or applicable for a specific industry, or they might have some functionality that suits a specific requirement within a business. We still look at it kind of from a quite high-level perspective of job management or project management, but now we've got lots of options in there around... I'm starting to see a bit more around forms and automation of data collection and checklists. So there's a bit of a push towards modules within the systems, being able to turn on or off specific things and basically have a bit of a platform, I suppose, of components that you can pick from and make specific to your business. So I'm seeing... In the job management space, so for a typical, say, a plumber or an electrician, there's quite a number of options out there now on levels of complexity of the inventory tracking and stock tracking, and more specifically around forms and filling out electronic e-forms or data capture. And we're also starting to see a bit more of a change in the levels of integration into your accounting software. So back in the day, it was originally it would have been having your customer data and your invoices information integrated to your accounting package, but now we're starting to see a bit more around timesheet information and supplier bills feeding through to accounting systems now. So just a bit more complexity, I guess.
So that integration into, you know, we talk accounting software, bookkeeping software, you know, programs like MYOB, Xero, QuickBooks, Sasu, probably the main ones. I'm still not seeing a lot of people using that or perhaps willing to take those steps, as in trade businesses. It kind of all seems a bit too hard. What are you guys seeing there at TradiePad, mate? I mean, is there good uptake in that? I mean, what are some of the issues that, that people might need to think about?
Yeah, I guess people don't like change. No one likes change for, you know, an unnecessary reason. But when you look at it from the perspective of if I make a change to a cloud-based accounting program like Xero, what is that going to mean? And it really comes down to that integration piece, being able to enter information once and it then flows to where it needs to flow to. So, for example, traditional MYOB, you might have it running on your desktop computer in the office, but you're very limited with being able to access that out in the field and have a system that can connect to it and feed information in. So when you look at it from the perspective of, well, if I'm going to make a change to a cloud-based accounting, what is that going to do for me? Basically, it gives you much more accessibility. So you're able to access this data when you're out on the road, out in the field, and you can then pick from this wide range of job management tools that can bolt on to the likes of Xero or MYOB Live or QuickBooks Online or whatever it's going to be, and can feed the information in and out. So I guess it's a matter of working out what the bottlenecks in the business are and then matching up the solution that's going to solve those bottlenecks and give you the ability to enter that information once from the road and it then flows to wherever it needs to flow to. We're starting to see a lot of people coming to us that are already on the likes of Xero or MYOB Cloud, but they don't really know how to, you know, what the next step is from there. And this is where the knowledge on the different job management or project management platforms is going to come into play. With the huge range of solutions that are out there now, a business owner can spend hours and hours and hours researching this stuff and trialing it and having, you know, spend lots of time on understanding how it's going to work, only to realize that, oh, this solution that I've just put hours and hours and hours into is not the right fit for me. I've got to go back to the drawing board and start all over again and try something else. So we help take that initial trial and error period out of it. And we've done the research into all of these different things. We've got software companies coming to us now saying, oh, I've got this new tool. Can you have a look at it? Is it something that fits into your suite of products? So we know the questions to ask. We know where the gaps in the market are. We do all that initial investigation and hard yards on working out what's a good solution and why it's a good solution and what business it's going to suit, so that the business owner, the tradie business owner, can focus on what they're good at, which is running the business, billing out hours, and we can help expedite or speed up that whole process of making a decision on what the right solution is for you. So one other thing that I should highlight, with all of these new things, these new solutions that are coming out, we're starting to see, we're starting to have a number of people coming to us saying, look, I've gone down the path of a recommendation from another cloud integrator, which may or may not be the right decision. You know, we're not, because we focus wholly and solely on cloud integration, which is implementing these cloud-based solutions into people's businesses, we're doing it all day, every day. We've got a deep knowledge of it, and we know what's the right fit. I'm starting to see maybe some weekend cloud integrators coming through, for lack of a better word. Weekend cowboys or people that maybe don't have the depth of knowledge that we have, that are, having a bit of a negative impact on people's businesses because they're not making the right suggestions and the right recommendations. And that in turn ends up costing a business owner lots of time and lots of money on having to go back to the drawing board and starting again.
It's something, it's an interesting point, Clinton, and it's something that I know our listeners face as well in their own industries, is this whole, you know, the backyarder or the cowboys coming in, whether they're panel beaters or auto electricians, plumbers, whatever. I think that happens in just about every industry. And really, you know, the way I talk to my clients about dealing with that is run their own race and really stick to their own values and you know, if anything, ramp up their own client education. But I know you guys have been doing this for a long time, and it can be hard for the layperson, you know, the non-techie listening to the show, to figure out, well, you know, why would I use this business over that business? I mean, there's some questions that people should be asking of themselves and the potential provider to make a good choice or the best choice for their business. Yeah. What's some of the things that they should be asking of the, you know, well, you guys, obviously, but, yeah, you know, when they're making that decision, what should they be looking for, right?
Oh, I guess it's getting an understanding of the depth of knowledge that the particular service provider that you're dealing with has. So now maybe asking the question of, well, what do you recommend for me? Why do you recommend it? What would be some alternative solutions, and why did you recommend this solution over the other ones? Just to get a feel for whether or not there's a depth of knowledge there on the alternatives that are out there, or if they're just maybe working with one particular product and trying to shoehorn it into each business that they deal with. So just getting that understanding of what other options there are and why they've made that decision. And then asking questions around, okay, how many times have you implemented this solution, and what types of businesses? Have you put it into businesses like mine in the past? And maybe can you put me in touch with some references that you have worked with in the past, so I can get some feedback from them about their experience with you? So I guess it's almost like a job interview, I guess, on getting a feel for the skills and the knowledge, and then getting some references that can back up what the person's saying. We've got coming up to 500 clients now, so we've been, you know, we've done this lots and lots of times. So in terms of references and people we can put people onto, there's absolutely no problem there. But if you're dealing with someone that's new to the game, and you know, you might be potentially running the risk of them learning on your business, you probably want to identify that at the start.
Yeah, because really you're dealing with the guts of their business. I mean, it's their whole operation really that you're dealing with. And if you get somebody that's, you know, isn't up to speed, you know, it can cost you more in damages of trying to get it fixed and loss of productivity. Absolutely. And all that. So it is such an important decision. And I think it's important to note that, you know, just because one plumbing business has some software doesn't mean that that software is going to suit all plumbing businesses.
Exactly.
You know, I know you come across, you know, different ones in the same industry, all on different software, because they have different needs. So I think, you know, it's important for our listeners to know, just because their mate, who's a plumber, has this sort of software, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fit their needs, and there actually could be a better solution.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a very important point, Michaela, that you raise. I hear that all the time.
Careful, mate. She'll get us well headed here in the studio. There's not room for it.
What can I say?
I hear it all the time where someone will come in. You know, I might be talking to a sole trader, and he'll say, oh, my mate's a plumber and he's using Simpro and he thinks it's the best. You know, and Simpro is fantastic for the right business. You know, we try and put Simpro into a sole trader business, it may not work. So it's a matter of having the right tool for the job. I know it sounds cliched, but it's picking the right tool to suit the way your business operates and where it operates and the type of work that you're doing, and then matching up the appropriate solution with what the requirements are.
Yeah, because I know if you're talking to someone and they can say, oh, no, but we can make it work, or we can adjust this, then alarm bell should be going, because there's so much out there now that there's probably going to be a better solution, rather than really trying to make something, you know, round fit in a square hole or whatever they say.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so another big area that's moving along leaps and bounds is mobile payment options. Mm-hmm. And I know this has been something that this industry's wanted for ages, is that portability, but also the ease of taking payments. So what's happening in this space now?
Oh, there's a lot. The banks, I guess the traditional mobile payment facilities of like an FPOS machine that has a SIM card in it, those days are pretty much going away now. We're starting to see some third-party payment providers that are offering a little handheld Bluetooth device that can connect up to a phone and let you take payments. PayPal's got one. MYOB has one called PayDirect. So one that we're starting to do quite a bit of work with is a solution called Pay Right Away, which has a really nice integration into Xero. So it allows you to have the Pay Right Away app on your iPhone or iPad or Android device, and that app is connected to Xero to pull in invoice information. So I can create an invoice and take a payment against that, and Pay Right Away actually feeds that information into Xero and matches the payment up against the invoice. So it's a really deep integration that automates that whole processing of the payment when the money appears into your bank account. And what, really, really simple to use. Sorry.
Because I know a lot of tradies I come across are using Xero. Obviously, it's very popular at the moment. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any yet that are using this level of depth in the integration, as you say. I mean, cost-wise for that sort of thing, what sort of investment are they looking at to use a service like this?
Oh, it's next to nothing. I mean, Pay Right Away will provide the little handheld device. At the moment, they're doing it as an introductory no charge offer. So you can get your little handheld devices at no cost. And then it's just a percentage of each transaction, 1.65% of each transaction that you put through the Pay Right Away facility is the only fees that you're paying. So there's no monthly cost like there is with a traditional FPOS machine from a bank. You're not paying up front for the handheld devices like you do with MYOB or with PayPal. So it's very, very cost effective and simple. The important thing here is just the simplicity of it. It's just a matter of the person, the business owner, making a decision to say, okay, look, I want to make a bit of change in my business. I'll open my mind to this kind of technology. And you'd be surprised at how easy and simple it actually is to do. So with the Pay Right Away app, you can even create invoices straight into Xero on the Pay Right Away app itself. So it doesn't get easier than that. It's really simple.
And I literally had a conversation with a tradie not more than 2 or 3 days ago. And I was talking to him. So he's chatting to me about my Wingman services, but just asking about his whole process, and he still writes out paper invoices. And he's got, you know, two guys out on the road plus himself, you know, his spouse is part-time trying to do his book work, and it's all starting to get a bit busy. He's experiencing rapid growth. He's using Xero. And I said, so, you know, have you looked at any sort of, like, billing on the spot solution and collecting payments on the spot? They deal with a lot of retail clients. Yeah. At people's homes. And he said, no, it's too hard. You know, the guys get it wrong and they got to punch the buttons in on the thing. He said, it's just easy if they write out a carbon copy invoice and then bring them back to the office, and I just sit there at night and enter them all in and then email them out to the clients. And I said, and so what's your cash flow like? He said, oh, yeah, it's a bit tight. And so, you know, this is a classic example, listeners, if you're listening, listen up, of the amount of time that this guy's putting into that manual process, because he perceives that to be easier because it's what he knows. Yeah. But I'm sitting there thinking, man, this guy's burning hours emailing invoices, and then he's got to chase payments up where he could just collect the damn money right on the spot.
That's right.
He just
over and done with.
Process a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, get some night time back as well.
Oh, and
spend some time with the family.
And his wife will stop hating on him because she works a full-time job and then has to come and help him do the books. And it's just and this is the thing is, you know, like you say, mate, people have to be open to change. And I think it doesn't matter how much fantastic technology is out there, you've got to be open to change. And I know that's where yourself and the team really work with your clients to, I guess, show the benefits in that. We chatted just previous episode 114 of the show. We chatted to a real tradie down in Canberra who's put a lot of automation and stuff in place in his business, Jeremy Watson from Alexander Watson Insulation. And, you know, he talked about the fact that he's basically saved a full-time staff member's wage through the level of two full-time staff members. Mikhail's just holding up two fingers, or are you telling me to get stuffed?
No, staff members.
two staff members. So he saved the equivalent of like 90 to 100 grand a year in admin costs just through the automation he's put in place, and it's costing him like, I don't know, $500 a month, maybe. I can't remember the figures that he quoted, but you know, it's an insane return on investment.
Yeah, it is. So it's just understanding. It's learning how it can work and understanding how it can benefit, so that you can make an educated decision on putting some tools in place. So yeah, it's exactly why I started TradiePad, was just to help provide that education and to help open people's eyes to the fact that it's not as hard as it seems. You know, you just got to make that decision to want to make some positive change, and we'll certainly help guide you through it.
So what do you see in the next 12 months in your little crystal ball and the technology in this sector? Where do you see development going in this time?
Probably at the moment there's maybe, you know, people might have two or three or four different apps and solutions that they might have to achieve the processes or the workflows that they have in their business. I see it becoming, you know, maybe more of a one-stop shop, one app that can do it all. I know we talk about it all the time. You know, there's not one app that can do it all. You need to bolt a few bits and pieces together. But these platforms that are coming out are starting to be more capable and detailed, and reduce the need for those multiple apps that are being used. So I think it's still got a little way to go, but that's probably where I see it heading over the next few months. The software companies that we work with at the moment, they're all releasing new fancy features, and ServiceMate just released another update that's got some really unique things in it that we haven't seen before. Tradify is another popular one that's about to launch a new version that's going to take them to the next level. We've got a product out of New Zealand which is starting to make some waves called Next Minute, which is looking pretty good. I mean, I could talk for hours about all these different things, but it's really starting to advance now in terms of the built-in features and functionalities that are reducing the need for having multiple apps to achieve the workflow.
So that last one's a cracker. Next Minute. That's got to be Neck Minute. Shouldn't they have changed the name of it? Neck Minute, my business is sorted. I'm going to hit them up for a marketing proposal.
I'm not even going to get involved in the chat.
So, Clinton, probably the most important question that we could ask you, mate, is listeners sitting there going, oh, I got to do something about my tech and my integration and my cloud stuff and my bookkeeping and everything else. Where's the best place for him to go and get some more info, mate?
Check out our website. We've got lots of good info and case studies, and obviously our contact details. But just have a bit of a look at our website. Make contact with us. Our first step is to have a scoping session, we call it, which is the initial education of the technology and the platform that we can help clients build. So if they're interested, check out our website and make contact with us, because it will, you know, it'll literally help change your life, change your business forever.
Cool. So the website, listeners, is all the W's and then tradiepad.com.au, Clinton.
Perfect. Nailed it.
Awesome. Nailed it. All right. Well, mate, thanks for jumping on for a quick update. I know there's some fantastic stuff in there. And, yeah, listeners, go check out TradiePad and do your homework before you jump into bed with anybody.
Exactly. Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Lesson for all.
Cheers, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to the Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.